extremely powerful op-ed. I mean, extremely. I mean, even people who say it should be closed don't say what he said. I mean, there were two things that I think stood out for me especially. One was he essentially said this was set up as an interrogation camp and we didn't get very good information from interrogating people. That struck me because when the Center for Constitutional Rights, where I work, litigated this issue, it went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, yes, government, you have a right to pick people up in the so-called war on terror, but you can't run an indefinite detention interrogation camp. You can't do that, and yet that is clearly, from what General Lenhardt is saying, that's what the United States was running. So it was illegal in a number of ways, you know, the torture and everything, but it was also illegal because it was an interrogation camp. And the second thing I think that's crucial about what he said was how it should be closed. You know, as I'm sure most of your listeners are aware, Obama promised to close it within a year of taking office. That would have meant closed by 2010. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, perhaps, in the next while. And that didn't happen. And there's still 162 people there. And it hasn't happened really in part because of Obama being weak-kneed, because of congressional restrictions, weak Democrats in Congress, Republicans, military running places. But in fact, what General Lenhardt said, who was the general who opened the camp, let's remember, said that, look, we now have 82 cleared people who should have, who should be out already. They're not accused of anything. They're innocent, basically. They should be out, 82 of them. And we have another majority of what's left, another 80 or so, the majority of those have never been charged or tried.
Right.
And what he says in that article is the Constitution says you can't do that. It requires you release those people. Either you charge, try them, and convict them and jail them, or you release them. And no one, really almost no one in Congress, certainly no military, have been willing to come out as strongly as that. That's a remarkable statement. It's the correct statement of the law. It just shows how far away from the law we've come.